to advertise, email podcast@thisisveggie.com.
Release yourself from order and logic and enter a new place. It's not work. It's not home. Here, no maps have been drawn. No books have been written. Nothing is certain. Everything is possible. Welcome to podcast and chill with Mac G.
I'm assuming this doesn't end well.
On the 30th of March, 2026, at about 4 p.m., Martha went to a tire fitment center on Frikkie Meyer Boulevard in Vanderbijl Park just to get her car looked at. She parked, she got out, but a man had followed her there, walked up behind her and shot her multiple times. She died on the scene. The tire shop was just meters away from a police station. Everything was caught on CCTV. The footage went viral. South Africa watched a woman being executed in broad daylight for, we would later confirm, just doing her job. This is where this story starts. But it doesn't end there. Not even close. We're going to go into it. You see, in March of 2026, weeks before Umartha was killed, she had lodged several complaints with police about procurement irregularities at Emfuleni's municipality. One of them involved a vehicle fleet tender. Emfuleni had paid a company called Mabuela Forestry and Construction more than 16 million rand for 18 vehicles, trucks and graders for municipal use. Of those 18 vehicles, 7 were delivered. 11 never arrived. Somebody signed invoices confirming all 18 vehicles had been delivered. The municipality paid in full, mind you. 11 trucks existed on paper only, not in reality, not for service delivery. A forensic audit completed in February of 2026 identified former fleet manager Lerato Mpolo as the central figure in all of this. The audit found he bypassed supply chain processes, colluded with suppliers, and pressured municipal officials during the procurement processing. His former assistant, Levi Hlalele, allegedly signed as the receiving official for the vehicles that never existed. But we have to talk about the losses here as well. 8.76 million rand for trucks that were never delivered. 2.85 million rand linked to graders. 1.8 million rand in warranty packages for machinery that reportedly failed shortly after delivery. The four vehicles that were traced had been registered in the names of entirely different entities. Where were the checks and balances? Emfuleni municipality paid 16 million rand for trucks. Half of them ended up registered to other people. Does that even make sense to anybody? Certainly not to me. And the ones that did arrive, they started to break down almost immediately. So clearly there was no service that was ever delivered. Martha saw this. Martha reported this. And then Martha was shot. Here's where this story takes a turn. A turn that tells you everything that you need to know about how South African municipalities treat people who speak up, people who go against the people who are inside who are doing their own thing. After Martha Rantsofu was killed, Emfuleni local municipality went on record to deny that she even played a role, any role in exposing of this tender scandal. They distanced themselves from her almost entirely. They deflected questions. When journalists pressed the municipality, they accused them of not caring about other employees killed by other criminals because this happens all the time. Why do you care about this person?
Suggest that she was working on sensitive matters and she possibly may have had information that she would possibly give out publicly to people who are activists who believe that the municipality is engaged in wrongdoing, in corruption?
You know, Oli, this morning, after seeing some of the things that have been appearing in social media, I spoke to her manager in the department and then asking that, is there anything that he knows that he can brief me? Well, the first one, she said, Mani is a junior clerk, and she's in no way whereby she can be in a position to engage on sensitive matters regarding the municipality. And he himself also said to me to say that, well, what is also hearing, it's disturbing. But there's a thing that, you know, tomorrow he will be engaging with the PKTT. They will be coming to interview him. But he took me into confidence to say that this is none of the stories that we have seen. They are far from being the truth. So it remains a rumor which cannot be tested right now. And even myself, I wouldn't want to speak about that, because tomorrow it might be something that could be used against me to say that the mayor said 1, 2, 3,
yeah.
And whereas I don't have facts around except what the manager told me.
The woman who had just been assassinated on their watch, possibly because of what she uncovered on their books. And then the municipality's first instinct was to deny Yonke Lento and to say that she had nothing to do with it. This is the state of our municipalities, my dear South Africans. But this very week, Gauteng police spokesperson, Colonel Amanda van Wyk, stood outside court and ended that narrative in one sentence. Martha Rantsofu reported several irregularities to police in March, and this vehicle procurement matter was one of them.
A vehicle tender was irregularly awarded and implemented. An amount of 16 million rand was then used to procure 18 vehicles, including UD trucks and buckies. From that tender, only 7 vehicles were delivered, which means 11 were unaccounted for. Now, this matter was then reported to the police. You would recall that the slain or the accountant that was employed also by the Imphaleni local municipality, she reported several irregularities in March. And then several days after that, she was shot and killed. So this matter was one of those irregularities that she reported. And it's through the meticulous investigation of our Gauteng PKTT that we were able to link this former fleet manager to this tender fraud.
Sadly, just days after making those reports, she was murdered. This is what the colonel was saying. Gauteng police are saying this. So the municipality, they have their own narrative, but it's not the official one. Days after making those reports, she was murdered for telling the truth, telling her story. The municipality lied. The police confirmed the truth. Martha is still dead. But there's more to this. It has since emerged that Martha also uncovered a second fraud, a separate 424,000 rand scheme in which a municipal employee submitted claims on behalf of residents but pocketed that money instead of paying that to intended beneficiaries. Rotten. That employee is Janita van Rienen, 25. She's been arrested, she's been denied bail twice, and she remains in custody. The NPA confirmed in court that the fraud was originally identified and reported by Martha Rantsofu. She was uncovering a lot more than what people wanted her to see.
Janita van Rienen Kutsia was arrested in May following an internal investigation by the Imphaleni municipality into alleged fraudulent activities. She allegedly operated as an independent agent who assisted residents in applying for discounts on outstanding municipal accounts, but investigators claim she misappropriated their money. The fraud accused was previously denied bail, with the court finding that her release would not be in the interest of justice. Her legal team is now preparing to bring a second bail application.
In the meantime, Your Worship, I have obtained new information, and I like to consult with my client at the proper, with a proper consultation. It's difficult to do it today, and bring an application for bail on new facts on Monday.
Van Rienen Kutsia's arrest follows the murder of Imphaleni municipality finance official Martha Rantsofu, who allegedly raised concerns about possible fraudulent claims. Rantsofu's family is now seeking answers from the accused.
So in the space of a few weeks, Martha uncovered two separate fraud schemes at the same municipality. She reported them. She was killed for this reporting. And the municipality's official position was that she had nothing to do with any of it. In fact, we're not even sure if she was the one who sent the thing. It asks so many questions about the responsibility of people to receive information from whistleblowers. Last weekend, the Gauteng Political Killings Task Team arrested Ulerato Mpolo, the former fleet manager. He appeared in the Vanderbijl Parks Magistrates Court on Monday for fraud, corruption, and theft. His bail application is scheduled for sometime this week.
A former Emfuleni local municipality fleet manager is expected to appear in the Vanderbijl Magistrates Court, Vanderbijl Park Magistrates Court this morning after being arrested in connection with an alleged 16 million rand municipal vehicle fleet tender corruption scheme. The 42-year-old was arrested over the weekend by the Gauteng Political Killings Task Team and faces charges of fraud and corruption. He is accused of the alleged irregular awarding and implementation of a contract under which the municipality paid approximately 16 million rand for the delivery of 18 vehicles.
4 months after Martha was killed, more than half of the trucks that she flagged as missing are still missing. How? Janita van Rienen, the second person arrested linked to the 434,000 rand fraud, appeared in court again last week. She told the court that she had not identified anyone responsible for Martha's murder. Her second bail application was dismissed. She stays in custody. Her brother, Tsotang, told reporters that the family firmly believes that Martha was killed because of the work that she was doing. I believe so too. Her brother, Tebogo, said that seeing her body like that broke him. It would break anyone to see your loved one in that position. The murder investigation is still ongoing. Nobody has been charged for any of this, for the ordering and the carrying out of this killing. The Political Killings Task Team is investigating, though. But as of today, the person who sent that gunman to that tire shop is still running, walking, sleeping free. I think it's also worth spending a moment on the municipality itself. Because Martha Rantsofu didn't stumble into a generally well-run institution that had one or a few bad apples. No. She walked into Emfuleni and found it the way that it was. The local municipality had been in financial crisis for years. It owes Eskom more than 7 billion South African rands. Services had all but collapsed across Vanderbijl Park, Vereeniging, Sebokeng, Everton, and the surrounding areas. People who live there know this. The municipality has burnt through administrators, acting municipal managers, and forensic auditors at a pace that suggests that the problem isn't actually individuals. It is the very institution that houses the local municipality.
The state of the finances of the municipality, when you came into the position, what did they look like and what do they look like now?
Emfuleni municipality have got structural issues that dates back for a while. And indeed, the state of the municipality was not looking good. We have got high, unauthorized, irregular, and fruitless expenditure. Of course, that leads to negative audit outcome, which is a qualification. We have got high water losses, meaning that what we sell from what we get from rainwater, we are unable to recover the full amount to service rainwater bills. It also means that we have got high electricity losses, and the impact of that is that we were unable to pay Eskom on time the current account. And this led to high creditors, meaning we owe Eskom huge amount of money and rainwater huge amount of money, which we were unable to service.
The same forensic audit that identified Mpolo also noted that the supply chain management was being routinely bypassed at Emfuleni. Suppliers were being colluded with at a cavalier pace. Officials were being pressured to make the right or the wrong decisions, depending on where you stand. This wasn't one bent fleet manager who was acting alone in a healthy system that was producing. This was, in fact, the culture, the way of doing work. Martha Rantsofu had been in her acting accounting role for a very short time. She was new. New enough to still be shocked by what was going on around her. She hadn't yet learned to look away. And this is what made her dangerous to the people who needed her to look away, for the looking away to continue. I'm an yegelend. Subuza ngalend. That was the culture. No. In fact, I believe that is the culture. Civil society organizations, including Defend Our Democracy and the Ahmed Kathrada Foundation, they have pledged to support her family. And they've called for stronger whistleblower protection. But this protection talk happens all the time. When are we finally going to protect the people that are telling us where the rot is happening and who is doing it? We need to stop talking and start acting. We need to move away from words, even if they're good words. The bigger question is whether we will start to produce different outcomes for the next Martha, the next newly promoted accountant, and the next Emfuleni employee who decides to open and file and find something that someone else had buried, something that wasn't supposed to be found. I frankly don't believe we need to have a next person who dies. The Daily Maverick has reported earlier this year that in the past 3 years in South Africa, at least 10 professionals have been murdered with motives suspected to be linked to their work. In every single case, alleged gunmen have been charged. In not one case has the mastermind been identified, charged, or even convicted. Not one. 10 murders, 0 masterminds. The system will endure. The corrupt system will continue. But we need to not make these people just statistics, the people who sounded the alarm. We need to say their names. Babita Diokaran, Mpho Mafole, Marius van der Merwe, Pamela Mabini, and now Martha Rantsofu. The pattern is consistent enough to have a name. Outer, which tracks these killings, calls it exactly what it is. A system in which whistleblowers, witnesses, auditors, and financial officials are eliminated to protect access to state tenders and political positions. This is the way of work. The hitmen are found, sometimes. The people who are paid for the hits, never. That doesn't happen. And the whistleblower protection bill promised at the State of the Nation in 2025, promised again in 2026, all of that is still in draft. Still out for public comment, still not tabled in parliament, still not really in law.
We cannot accept that those who speak out against corruption are victimized, targeted, and killed. The whistleblower protection bill will be introduced in parliament. Among other things, this will criminalize retaliation and provide psychosocial, legal, and financial support to whistleblowers.
Martha Rantsofu reported fraud to the police in March of 2026. She was killed days later. She was operating under a 25-year-old Protected Disclosure Act that the Zondo Commission said was inadequate. It's not enough. A law that wasn't designed to protect her, in a municipality that was actively lying about whether she had even done anything that was worth killing. We have a problem, my dear South Africans. Her promotion to acting accountant had been very much recent. She was new. She was still kind of like learning what the full shape of this thing that she had walked into really was. She never got to finish learning what it really was. That is the cost that Martha paid. Not abstract. It's not statistical. A 39-year-old woman at a tire shop in Vanderbilt Park on a Monday afternoon, random Monday, shot from behind while a car was being tended to. Her name was Martha Mani Rantsofu. Remember it. because the municipality that employed her would rather you didn't.